Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, a little bit later on, we're going to hear from some folks over at Fort Riley, some holiday-related events going on out there, including Operation Santa Claus and the Hasfer Tour of Homes on post as well. But we're going to start things off like we normally do here on the second Wednesday of the month, and we're going to get an update from our friends over at Pottawatomie County Schools in Wamego and Rock Creek. Joining us here via Zoom today, from Rock Creek, USD 323 Superintendent Kevin Logan joins us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Brandon.
And from Wamego, USD 320 Interim Superintendent Greg Mann is with us as well. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here as we turn the calendar to November this month. This is a month that is kind of a transition month for a lot of activities going on here. We head into almost the winter time, not quite, but Thanksgiving is just a couple weeks away. Veterans Day, of course, tomorrow. And we were talking before the program, and there's a lot of stuff going on involving the students and staff. And I'll start with you, Kevin. You guys have had a busy week, it sounds like.
It's a busy week, and honestly, these are one of those scared reports because you always think you're going to miss somebody's event and what is going on, and that will probably happen today. So I should apologize up front, but no, things are in full swing at 323 schools. Exciting programs yesterday. All three of our campuses had Veterans Day assemblies. They were done early as we have parent-teacher conferences, so no school tomorrow, and then teachers have comp day on Friday. But up at Westmoreland, they had an outdoor assembly for Veterans Day, as I understand, very well attended. Down at St. George, I attended that one yesterday mid-afternoon. We had, you know, half a dozen local veterans in. The students put on a nice program. The Rock Creek High School Band came down and played. The fourth grade honor choir sang. Really nice 25-30-minute assembly. And then to kick the morning off, Rock Creek Middle School had a rally around the flagpole Veterans Day assembly. So had 400 plus students outside, had between 25 and 30 veterans who were invited in and showed up for the ceremony. It was very, very nice. The veterans then were invited in with their children or grandchildren for a little reception inside the building afterwards. And it was really a nice way for our kids to be able to appreciate what so many of our local veterans do specifically, and then on a broader scale, what our armed forces do mean to our country and our way of life. So that was really a highlight yesterday.
All right. Well, I think it's great that you guys let school out on Veterans Day. I know not everybody does, but that's a neat opportunity.
Well, it's not necessarily out specifically for that, but it is for parent-teacher conferences.
Okay.
That we do have going on tomorrow. We wish that we were able to take many more holidays off, but with the requirements we have and the beginning dates and end dates of the school year, it makes it kind of tough to take all of those that you'd like to have out.
Yeah. Well, what about over in Wamego, Greg? What kind of week has this been for you guys?
Oh, it's it's hectic. We got a lot going on. Like I was saying before before we got started at our board meeting Monday night, the board recognized the students and student groups who've done something especially outstanding. And we had numerous groups at our board meeting Monday night. And I'm kind of like Kevin, I'm sure I'm going to miss somebody, but we had our seventh grade football team was recognized for being undefeated league champions. Junior high cross country teams, boys and girls, were recognized for being league champions. Our high school girls tennis team was recognized for qualifying for state and having a medalist for the first time in 20 or 21 years. The girls golf team was recognized for being state champions. Boys and girls high school cross country teams were recognized for being regional champions, league champions. Boys got second and had four individual medalists. The girls finished sixth with one individual medalist. We have 18 or 19 junior high students that were selected for the regional honor band. And then we had a high school student who was recognized for being named to the national high school honor band. And then at the meeting, it was announced that we had eight high school students who were who qualified for the high school regional honor band. And they'll be having their concert I think later this month. So yeah, lots going on. Plus we got junior high girls basketball's going on. We got junior high wrestling's going on. High school practices for wrestling and basketball start on Monday. We're still in the football playoffs. We got a home game on Friday. So like we said earlier, if you're bored in Wamego right now, it's because you're choosing to be bored. There is something going on all the time. Oh, and we have our high school musical is this weekend. They have performances Friday night, Saturday night, and a matinee on Sunday afternoon. Tickets are $5 at the door for everybody. So come on out and support the theater.
All right, great opportunity. Well, with the football, you know, it's kind of neat. We have a lot of area teams still alive here in the playoffs with Manhattan, Rock Creek, Wamego. I think Riley County lost last week. I don't remember, but okay, yeah, they did.
I believe you're right, yeah.
So, I mean, this is nice to see, and I think there's even some on the fringe areas that are doing well, that maybe not in our listening area, but pretty close by. But you guys had some impressive wins. I know Wamego's had a great season. Rock Creek had a pretty nice win as well last Friday. Was it Hayden you beat?
Beat Topeka Hayden last Friday in Topeka. I was not able to attend. It was KASB conference weekend. So I was in Kansas City with some of my board members for that conference, but was able to follow along. We've got a local group that is streaming it. So I was able to watch just a little bit. And then high school principal, Mr. Kappos, was keeping me updated on tweets with how we were doing. And just so proud of our kids. You know, I think we had one returning starter from last year, and Coach Steven and his staff and our students have really stepped up. They started the year 0-2 and had one loss during district play, and then to get two wins in postseason has just been exceptional. So proud of the kids, so proud of Coach Steven and his staff for what they've been able to accomplish.
Now, you're both at home this Friday. I know Wamego is.
Yep. Yeah, we're home.
Yes, we're at home. We're hosting Frontenac, 7 o'clock, and would encourage everyone to come out. I believe that there's a pregame public meal. I've been told that the Rock Creek Play squad will take care of that, and they have their musical coming up next week, Friday, Saturday. Sorry about that. I'm getting my dates confused. But there'll be a pregame meal. It's going to be kind of chilly out there, but it'd be great to have a good home showing.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff. A lot of activities happening. And you mentioned, Kevin, you've got some students who are going to be in the Veterans Day Parade here in Manhattan tomorrow, right?
We do. Our band is going down to march tomorrow, and that's a highlight of their year. Twofold again, get out and say thank you to the veterans in the community that have served our country. And then also just an opportunity for us to showcase our kids again. Really, really proud of our fine arts out here at Rock Creek. And, you know, just can't say enough good things about our kids. And, you know, the last 20 months, the obstacles that either the virus or the response to the virus is placed in front of them, for them to want to get out and do the things that they're doing at the level that they're doing them, I just applaud them all.
Yeah. Well, and we've spoken in the past, and it seems like the last couple months we've seen some improvement, at least on COVID. What's the latest from each district? How are you guys managing through that? Greg, you want to start?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're seeing positive cases popping up, so our testing center is an overdrive right now. We're doing a lot of testing. A lot of parents are getting their kids tested. They're concerned. We had a positive case with a student at an elementary school, and then that classroom teacher then tested positive. And so since that time we've had another student test positive that's in that class. So those parents, of course, are rightfully concerned, and they're getting their kids tested. And so and of course, and their siblings that affect other schools. So it's a real mushrooming thing when you come across a positive. When you have multiple positives in the same location, then it just becomes exponential. And so we're right now we're in the process of trying to track that down and seeing who's positive and who's not. So I'd like to say that we were still puttering along with very little problems with it, but it's this week has been very starting late last week into this week, it's not been as positive as it has been.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. How about Rock Creek, Kevin? How are you guys managing through that?
We are mirroring what Greg just said. We've had, I believe, 12 new cases between yesterday and today across the student body and faculty. So that's going to put, at last count, around 50 in our test to stay and learn protocol. Really hoping, you know, that we don't get a big spread out of this, but early identification helps us avoid those big numbers that schools see, because we are in close proximity to one another in many, many cases, whether that be a classroom, on the bus, in commons areas. So we're trying to stay out in front of it. As Greg said, our COVID nurse Keeley, she worked well past quitting time last night doing contact tracing, trying to get out in front and let our families know if their children need to, if they will end up being placed in quarantine by county health, or if they can avoid quarantine and move into the test and stay and learn protocol that we have. That test to stay and learn, that testing program, has saved us hundreds of, if not thousands, of student days already this year over what we lost last year. So can't say enough for Nurse Keeley and her efforts, what she's doing to keep us in school. But it is a little blip on the screen right now. We're hoping to keep it as a blip and not an outbreak.
Yeah, and I would second what Kevin says. With our testing program here in Wamego, those ladies have done an outstanding job of helping us get our arms around when we do have positive cases and the contact tracing, and I think it puts a lot of people's minds at ease when they know they can have their children tested, and staff too, but if they're not feeling well, they can get tested. But literally has saved literally hundreds and hundreds of lost, what would have been lost, student hours, because now they're able to stay in school with the test to stay program. So it's been a great program.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, let's take a quick time out. Back with more in just a moment here from our Pottawatomie County Schools superintendents, Kevin Logan and Greg Mann. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.